He's the swot of the class who's finally realised his dream of hanging out with a teacher. It's Richard Iowati and Greg Davis.
When I was teaching, there was a kid in my class who was inconsolable one day because his pet tortoise had died and, like, he couldn't stop crying and he had to be sent home in the end. And the next day he came in and he was absolutely fine. And I went, are you all right today? He goes, yeah, I'm all right today. And I went, oh, good, I'm glad to hear that. Did you bury him? He goes, oh, no, my dad hollowed him out. We used him as an ashtray. Scooped him out with a spoon.
So, Greg, you used to be a teacher, so surely you're going to win the quiz, aren't you?
Oh, gosh, no. I was a drama teacher anyway. How hard's that? Make up a play, see you in an hour.
Now, Richard, you've been travelling the world for the whole year, haven't you, for Travel Man?
Oh, right. Yeah, prior to that, I've been Peckham-based, but...
So Peckham and then the world?
Yeah, a lot of places that are a short haul. One with Greg to Moscow.
You two went to Moscow?
Yep.
Yeah.
Have the other teams gone away together? Have you?
Yeah.
I went away with Richard as well.
Yeah.
What?
I'm starting a cult. You will receive a call in the night and you come away with me and you come back with new ideas.
He knows everything. I know nothing.
I know. I'm just saying I'm not receiving the same level of support at this table.
That's because I've answered both of the questions so far.
Greg, I'm not flourishing in this relationship. I'm not flourishing, I don't feel valued.
You want me to answer the questions and then praise you?
Yes, please.
Okay.
That's how my marriage works.
Okay.
Yeah, yes, I would like that.
Well, well done for answering those two questions.
Thank you. Thank you.
Internally.
Thank you.
It's a properly good school play. That's what a decent drama teacher does, Greg. Yeah. I hope you've learned something. Are they there?
Are they here?
You're the drama teachers from Mitchellbrook? You're not the drama teachers, proper teachers.
Yes.
What do you teach? Primary. It's not teaching, it's colouring in, mate. Cecil was already depressed before he was shot by a dentist because he was called Cecil. He found that out with his last breath. I'm called what? He thought he was called Barabbas, King of the Plain.
Next, I asked you why on earth David Cameron allegedly put his penis in a pig's mouth. What do you think?
The answer is peer pressure.
Good answer.
It's worrying in a prime minister.
It shouldn't have been a story, really. It's about owning your own gossip, I think. I, for example, very early on in my comedy career, went on record to say that I... As a pubescent man, I enjoyed relations with a large blue teddy bear at my house. I put that on record, and therefore it's not a story anymore. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it didn't even look like a bear, it was so badly made. I didn't really know what I was having sex with, if I'm honest.
You should have said it at the beginning of his career, when he was first elected as leader of the Conservative Party in his opening speech. Thanks very much, everyone.
Just
There's
so
one
you
thing
know.
You need to know about me. You'll never guess what I once did.
But as I said, I think it would be better if it was a thing he did regularly rather than as a one-off peer pressure event. If he just went, this is my jam. I like doing this, it relaxes me.
It makes me a better prime minister.
And I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to keep doing this into a third term.
And finally, in March, Jay-Z and a host of his celebrity pals...
Oh, yes.
Jay-Z, yes. A host of his celebrity pals, Jay-Z's pals, the other letters, F and X. Yeah. Well, I'd say Jay-Z myself, but, you know... Not to his face.
Spend a lot of time with him?
No.
Fair enough.
Well, I don't know, actually, because I don't know who he is.
That's ironic. When I saw David in makeup earlier, I said, how are you? And he said, I'm photoshoot fresh, looking like wealth. I'm about to call the paparazzi on myself, which is a Jay-Z lyric.
I did say.
When Richard and I were in Russia together, Richard did an incredible impression of Roland Dorsabell from Tears for Fears.
Yeah.
So genuinely did. I suspect the chance of him replicating it now are minimal, but I just thought I'd say I saw it. It was incredible.
Richard, please.
I'll pick a moment later on, and if it's as good as Greg says, we'll all know what's happened. See, though, how I resisted peer pressure.
Mm. Yes.
We're putting ourselves on the line and saying they're specifically upset that Zayn Malik left the band.
Yes. As was I.
That's our answer.
I've deliberately got the next question wrong to help you out. I can't believe this.
I've bitten the hand that feeds me, haven't I?
Yes. All right, well, I'll say it now. It was Zayn. It's because Zayn is leaving. There.
What did you go for, Richard and Greg?
Well, to get the point, we said he's the biggest rock star in the world, but Richard also suggested that he was vulnerable. Vibrant at times.
And vulnerable, vibrant, and at times hostile when stressed.
What did you guys think?
We thought he grabbed a drone as well.
Yeah.
And, in this day and age, how lovely to see a drone hitting entirely the correct target.
Right, next question. This year, Britain's Got Talent sparked outrage when it was revealed winning dog Matisse had a stunt double for his most impressive trick. What I want to know is, what was the excuse given for using a doggy double?
Double dog.
A double dog.
Which was Richard's rap name in the 90s.
Yeah. It was. And still is today.
To Roland Dorsabell.
The time's not right.
OK. If I did the build-in, the lead-in, the...
You'll know when the time...
In violent times... You didn't have to tell your soul...
I think the time was right.
Thank you.
Did you do it?
Thank you.
Did you just do it?
Yeah.
I was looking down and writing. Was that it? Oh, I'll do it again.
You didn't have to sell your soul. You didn't have to show.
And then you go low. Yeah.
I will admit, it doesn't sound as close to him as I remember.
You are destroying my confidence.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Just build me up a little bit.
You're the greatest rock star in the world. These I can do without. These are the things I can do without these things.
Come
and
on.
I'm going to talk. Please come on. I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Come on.
I love this stuff. After show.
Richard, Greg, you need to write something on why did they use a doggy double?
Why?
I don't give a fuck which thing.
Sorry, Greg, what did you say?
On this particular question, what I said proudly was, I don't give a fuck, Jimmy.
Oh, really?
Why not?
You've got a performing animal, you flip it for another performing animal. As long as they're performing, I don't give a fuck, Jimmy.
Also, I've got to say at this stage, for this answer, I've just written down two dogs. I'm so confused, I've just written down, I think, something you told me.
Yeah.
Yes, there were two dogs. Why was the second dog used?
Oh, I don't know that bit.
OK, and finally, in this round, 21-year-old student Carmel Shah caused uproar among fans after his appearance on University Challenge. What did he do to delight and appall viewers in equal measure?
Oh, yes.
What did he do that caused outrage, right?
Yeah.
That's the question.
You really are nailing the questions.
It was avocado on toast.
Did you get this, Richard, Greg?
Yes, we did. Richard added in swan tears, just for a bit of colour.
Swan tears belong to the Queen, though, don't they?
That's why there were so many complaints.
What did you put, Richard, Greg?
Downton character, blood spray, dinner party in brackets.
I think that's enough. I think they've got it.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, Rob. Yes.
Well, I'll just check in with Rob if that's the right answer, shall I?
I feel safe with Rob, I've got to say, at this stage. I think Rob's built
I'm
trust.
A safe pair of hands hosting a show, hosting something like this, because I give the benefit of the doubt.
Thank you.
I look for the good in a person.
Exactly.
Are you trying a coup, aren't you? You're going to end hosting. You're trying to get access to the scores.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Because the dog did it the first time. What, suddenly scared of heights?
No, they used two dogs in the performance. So one dog did 90% of the performance, and then the last trick, which was walking on the high wire, they used the stunt dog because the original dog was scared of heights.
I haven't been able to concentrate since you did that whole fuck you dude thing. Yeah, well, it genuinely turned me on, Jimmy. Just to see you're always such a genial host normally, but to see you get all street into slam Brighton down like that. God.
He
made
was,
me,
in
made
fairness.
Me question everything it did. Fuck you, dude.
OK, and finally, 21-year-old history student Kamel Shah caused uproar among fans of University Challenge. Why?
He was wearing a leather vest.
Greg, Richard?
A life jacket on top of double denim.
Was our first guess.
And then...
leather vest.
..teamed it with a leather vest. Yes, you're right.
Let's get some answers. What did you put? First one?
The Martian.
OK, what did you put?
The Martian. We also put Cod Liver Oil Capsule, the movie, because we thought you looked like one.
What did you put?
The Martian.
And then you put Trainwreck.
Yep. Trainwreck.
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 And then Claudia, David?
We didn't know
this one, so I sort of guessed Hunger Games thing. But now I can see their answer. And I think they're right and we're wrong.
What did you go for?
I can't read
Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah.
Mad Max Fury Road, Jimmy.
It's like an address, isn't it? Mad Max Fury Road, Hastings.
We've answered all the questions. Now.
We thought we'd do an experiment to see if we can answer all the questions before we hear them.
You're not Derren Brown. What are you...
Well, let's see. Let's see.
I'm pretty sure you're not, but OK, let's see. Next up, why was hashtag Left Shark trending after this year's Super Bowl?
Oh!
that didn't match up.
Our mystical guesses are just proving to be hit after hit. It's incredible. I only did it as a cheap joke, but
yeah. It
seems like we've got it.
You got that magic?
Yeah.
So, time for some answers. First up, Will Farrell and Mark Wahlberg asked you what phrase is now used to mean come over to mine for sexy times.
James Joyce.
That was your...
I thought the question would be, who wrote Finnegan's Wake?
Well, you would have been right.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like an idiot.
Yeah, what's your other answer?
Get involved structurally.
So you would say to a lady in a bar,
let's get involved structurally.
Can I just say that would totally work for me? I can't now even look at them.
Did you get this, Rob?
We put Netflix and chill.
Okay, Claudia, Dave?
That is also what we have written down.
Is that correct?
Yes, that is the right answer.
Yes.
You would say, what are we going to do tonight? Just, you know, Netflix and chill.
Within the last 7 days, my friend of 20 years, Gavin, has invited me round to watch Netflix.
Yeah.
he's a father of three, and I'm godfather to one of his daughters, but he was saying, do you want to come round to my house and I'll fuck you?
Is that what
you're saying? Did he say chill?
No, he didn't mention chill.
I mean, chill, I think
so presumably, it's not even going to be a relaxing fuck.
I think Netflix on its own is just House of Cards. It's fine.
It's the and chill,
the chill.
That turns it, that removes the televisual aspect and introduces sexual intercourse.
But that's not how, well, it's not how I do it. Chill means let's have some noodles.
Yeah, after I've been pounded by by a friend of 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Richard, Greg, what did you put in your Derren Brown column?
In the mystical column, we put produced a longsword from his anus. I take it we won't be getting a point.
Not for that. What did you put on the other side?
Katy Perry dropped a ton of offal on stage.
Dropped a ton of offal, is that like a...
No, that is literally... That's what it means. Stop looking for a euphemism. Maybe not a ton, maybe
do you
like
come
five.
Do you want to come round to my flat later and drop a ton of offal on me?
But what did you go for?
Saying, you fat shit.
Right, and then your other answer is?
Riding a woodpecker.
Well, you all definitely get a point. You may get 2 points because it looks as if he might actually be saying that. Take
Thank
a look.
You.
He's definitely whispering something in his ear.
perhaps the Weasel has misunderstood an offer to come round for Netflix and chill.
Greg, what did you put?
Well, again, interesting how the mystical column can throw up results.
What, that sounds filthy.
Our answer was the gift of compassion.
OK, and what was your other answer?
Ian Brown impersonator.
What online craze was inspired by Kylie Jenner that involved bottles, shot glasses and these?
Lip plumping.
And what did you put, Greg, Richard?
We
what did you write, sorry?
We put bad dong.
Why did you write
in
bad dong?
In which column did you put bad dong?
It was in the mystical column. I haven't used the word dong since I was 13. So delighted to use it again on the national television.
And then we put giant red face.
Giant red face? Well, you're pretty close. Claudia, David?
Full mouth.
Full mouth. As in, you know,
why are
a full.
You frowning?
As in plump lips rather than you've got loads of pie in your mouth.
Yes, I mean, yeah, full mouth. That can often be caused by a bad dong. Okay, so these things were indeed used to for lip plumping. No point for Richard and Greg. Points for Claudia and David and Joe and Rob.
How do I do it? Do you want to have a go?
As far as I know, I think your top lip goes in that one. Not really sure. I think you do that.
And then what?
I don't know. You stick it on your face and then you can kind of pump it up and then you've got to leave it on there 30 seconds, I think, apparently.
Your mouth does look different. Immediately.
You look like that gorilla.
Bad dong.
Oh, God, ow!
Did it hurt?
Yeah, it sort of bit me.
Can I ask you, how's the grip?
Well, it's not great. And I wonder whether my beard... This must be a problem a lot of women have. That my beard is preventing the suction from forming.
I'm sorry to hear that.
We're all edible. Aren't we? I mean, we're basically meat.
Yeah.
You know, if it really came to it in this studio, it may do in about half an hour, you know. We turn on each other. I think you'll find we're all edible.
Can I vote we kill Greg and eat him? Because there'd be plenty to go round.
Yeah, I second.
It's not a nice meat, it's a fatty meat.
What's this? What meat are we talking about? Sorry?
We're discussing who we'd eat first.
Richard, Greg, I imagine you got this?
He produced a sword from his anus.
You're convinced that's going to come up.
I'm hoping. And then was hit by James Joyce on a Segway.
On a Segway.
Hit by James Joyce on a Segway. Well, I mean, I'm tempted to. I asked you what song Tyson Fury sang to his wife straight after winning the title fight.
Shout, Tears for Fears.
OK, Richard, Greg, what answer have you given?
Interesting.
Shout, Tears for Fears.
Rob, Joe?
Great track from the 90s from Aerosmith, and it's Don't Miss a Thing, Traffic and Travel next.
The correct answer.
Can I say we also corrected ourselves and put that as the answer? Don't want to miss a thing.
All day.
Oh, you only bloody did, didn't you?
Yeah. Did you?
You had a little bit of fun with Tears and Fears and then you went straight for the Aerosmith.
We have the fun, we play the game. We have some fun, then we play the game. You didn't have to
shout.
Okay, I asked you what disrupted 7-year-old Ethan Hall's rendition of the Australian national anthem. Did you get this?
Yes. He was attacked by Enrique Iglesias's drone.
Rogue drone.
I can tell you that is not correct.
It was which team? He forgot which team he supported. He said West Ham. It's Aston Villa.
It's quite sweet, really, isn't it? Because they're the same colour kit, aren't they? It's quite sweet.
It shows how his mind works clearly, sort of on colours rather than words. Yeah. It's a bit of a fucking worry, really, isn't it?
Richard, Greg, did you get this?
Yep.
What have you actually written?
He said West Ham, not Aston Villa, or bad dong. That is the last time that... I can't speak for you, but I won't be saying bad dong again in the show.
You're right, you cannot speak for me. I can't tell you.
Points all round. So Richard and Greg got it absolutely right. Yes. Great Britain's Davis Cup victory.
Now is the time to show leadership, Jimmy. Oh. Now is the time.
Yeah.
Points all round.
Oh, oh, that's a shame. No, because
I thought you would be making a good decision, but you've made a bad dong. We're going for big points in this round. Let's go with the facts. Orange bra, leather jacket, double denim, miniature ankle bracelets.
Well, I can tell you, Richard and Greg have got it absolutely right. Oh, it's an orange bra and leather jacket. Here he is.
Yes.
Wow! What a tool!
So points for Richard and Greg, then.
Yeah.
Why not? Why wouldn't
you? I did a quite nice job here with the answer. Look what I did. Stage to signify the falling. The letters go down and two arrows.
Nice.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, that's nice.
Okay, Richard, Greg, what have you got?
We gave two answers. They fell off stage or they were involved in the Hatton Garden heist.
That's nice. That reminds me of what you said earlier. You're playing the game and you're having some fun.
We all got that right. Take a look at these photos of Hollywood heartthrobs Leonardo DiCaprio, Vin Diesel and Chris Pratt. All of them are sporting 2015's must-have male physique. What was it called?
Oh, yes.
Should be easy. Just look down, Greg.
And,
by any chance, Richard and Greg, have you written bad dong?
I just said to Richard in the last break, I just said, I actually think I've gone through it now and I don't find bad dong funny anymore. but I still do my dong.
Now, take a look at this footage of Australian politician Barnaby Joyce. My question is simple. What on earth is he talking about?
Balancing screw.
Banning fads.
Banning fads.
There's a grown man with a mortgage there. Bad dog.
This could be the first
grown man, literally a grown man.
Yeah. It's over.
I've not said a word. I've not said bad dog.
No, but I did.
This joke has got legs like you would not believe. This is like a millipede, this joke. All legs.
I genuinely feel like I'm going to go insane. Okay.
All right, so...
Okay.
I showed you these pictures of Hollywood heartthrobs. Leonardo DiCaprio, Vin Diesel and Chris Pratt sporting the physique of the year. What was it called? I'm going to go to you, Greg Davis. What did you write, Greg?
Well, it's dad bod, but we did an anagram of it first.
Bad dog. It's a bad dog look. As you can see, they
it's
all...
Bad dog, dad bod.
They've all got bad dong situation
they've got,
here.
They've got dad bods, but they've probably got bad dongs.
Well, what did you put, Joe, Rob?
Dad bod.
Dad bod.
OK, and Claudia, yeah. David?
Dad bod.
Well, I can tell you, the answer was bad dong. That was, of course, points all round, dad bod. OK, next I showed you some footage of an Australian MP. What on earth was he talking about?
Johnny Depp's puppies.
Johnny Depp's dogs.
let's go to Greg Davis, who's going to tell us what he wrote.
Well, I wrote the second half of this. I wrote Johnny Depp's dogs.
That's not your handwriting.
What was he talking about then?
Jeremy Clarkson's bad dong.
Johnny Depp's dogs is our answer.
For our next question, Heston wanted to know what tax could be avoided by buying a live fish, an axe or a handful of loose seeds. We go straight to Richard Iowardi and Greg. Greg?
It was the 5p bag charge.
Otherwise known as the bad dong tax.
Bad dong tax. It's the back charge, Jimmy. 5p.
Richard and Greg, did you get it?
No, we got Netflix and chill, bad donging. So sorry to everybody involved in the last part of this show.
I regret nothing.
I'm looking for three things. There's a point for each, and if you get all three, I'll give you a bonus 5 points.
No. So we're still in the game, despite being so profoundly shit all the way through.